From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. In the course of these studies in the Epistle to the Romans, Dr. Cairns has spent considerable time dealing with verses 21 through 26 of chapter 3. It is at verse 21 that the Apostle Paul begins to explain how God can declare guilty sinners righteous. This is the glory of the gospel, which all centers in the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ on Calvary's cross, by which he took upon himself the punishment due to sinners. The Bible declares that all who believe on him are justified before God. As Dr. Cairns comes to verses 23 through 31, he brings the opening portion of a message called The Elements, Ends, and Effects of the Gospel. As we'll see in just a few minutes, salvation is by grace, it is a gift, and it is by blood. These are its indispensable elements. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. First, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought taken from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Men as Men, God as God. The text is in Isaiah chapter 51, verses 12 and 13. I, even I, am he that comforteth you. Who art thou that thou shouldst be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the Son of Man, which shall be made as grass? And forgettest the Lord thy Maker, that hath stretched forth the heavens, and laid the foundations of the earth, and hast feared continually every day, because of the fury of the oppressor, as if he were ready to destroy? And where is the fury of the oppressor? Let the text itself be taken as the portion for today. There is no need to enlarge upon it. Trembling one, read it, believe it, feed on it, and plead it before the Lord. He whom you fear is only a man after all, while he who promises to comfort you is God, your Maker, and the Creator of heaven and earth. Infinite comfort more than covers a very limited danger. Where is the fury of the oppressor? It is in the Lord's hand. It is only the fury of a dying creature, fury which will end as soon as the breath is gone from the nostril. Why then should we stand in awe of one who is as frail as ourselves? Let us not dishonor our God by making a god of puny man. We can make an idol of a man by rendering to him excessive fear, as well as by paying him inordinate love. Let us treat men as men, and God as God. And then we shall go calmly on in the path of duty, fearing the Lord and fearing nobody else.
He is on the cup of all.
Do you have a desire to study the Bible, but you're really not sure how to go about it? Several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, have produced a brief but very helpful brochure called 10 Commandments of Bible Study, which will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Holy Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, simply email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you prefer regular mail, simply write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study today.
I allowed myself three Sunday evenings to deal with the section verse 21 to verse 31. We're making wonderful progress, and after two Sunday evenings, I've got to the end of verse 23. And we've now got to finish it all up tonight. We're going to read from verse 23, just to get the sense to the end of the chapter. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, at this time, His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also. Seeing it is one God which shall justify the uncircumcision by faith, or the circumcision by faith, and the uncircumcision through faith. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. yea, we establish the law. Amen. The Lord will add His blessing to these familiar verses from His own precious word for His name's sake. Some years ago, a famous brethren missionary, at least famous in the United Kingdom, a man who had served some 36 years on the mission field in India, was asked to lead a discussion among young people in Glasgow, Scotland, on the subject, why preach the gospel? And as he stood up to lead that discussion, immediately his mind turned to the book of Romans, and he thought of a broad outline of the book, and immediately saw, here is the real reason why we should preach the gospel, or at least here are various reasons why we should preach the gospel. This is the outline he gave. We should preach the gospel, first, because of what man is. Second, because of what God is. Third, because of what the gospel is. Fourth, because of what Christ is. And finally, because of what a Christian is. As I say, the more you look at those 5 points of reply to the question, why should we preach the gospel, the more you will see that they form a broad outline of Paul's epistle to the Romans. And they are points, almost all of them, that are especially clear in Romans chapter 3, verses 21 through 31. Here you will learn what man is, what God is, what the gospel is, what Christ is, and to a certain extent you will learn what a Christian is. So this is a very broad portion of Scripture as to its scope. I have over the last few weeks emphasized in some detail the glorious theme of this passage. It tells us that God, this is the important word, righteously justifies sinners by graciously giving them the gift of perfect righteousness to be received without works, but by faith alone in the merits of Christ's atoning and redeeming sacrifice. And in so providing this gift of righteousness on the merits of Christ, God demonstrates His own perfect justice, and He also demonstrates His own perfect mercy, silencing the pride of man and establishing His own perfect law. Now, it's easy for me to say that, but it is a huge theme that Paul is here developing. In many ways, Paul has taken the ministry of his whole life. He has taken the core of all his preaching, and he has distilled it into these few verses, so that what you have here is the gospel according to Paul. Now, we have dealt with the essence of that gospel, what it essentially is. We have looked at the extent of that gospel, that it has been manifested or revealed unto all. We have noted that as broad as sin is, and all have sinned and come short or fall short of the glory of God, that takes in the whole of humanity, Jew and Gentile. But as broad as the sweep of sin is, so broad is the sweep of gospel revelation. And then we noted the efficacy of this glorious gospel, that it not only reveals righteousness to believers, but it actually confers it upon them, so that the old saying that there's many a slip twixt the cup and the lip does not apply here, that every single believer, without exception, is eternally justified, irreversibly justified, and made acceptable unto God. Now we come to start at verse 24 and quickly, or as quickly as I can do it, to look at this major section to the end of chapter 3. We will look first here at the elements of this gospel in verses 24 and 25. Because here, first of all, Paul sets before us the means of salvation as set forth in the gospel. Verse 24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Now here are 3 points. And it's going to be very difficult for me simply to do little more than announce them. Salvation is by grace. Justified freely by his grace. Emphasize the grace of God. It is so easy to read that. We all admit that right throughout the New Testament, indeed throughout the whole Bible, the emphasis is upon grace for man's salvation. And yet there is nothing that the human heart finds it so difficult to come to grips with. Because of the fall, there is something in every one of us that wants to lay God under some obligation. There is something in human nature that wants to say that salvation may be a joint effort between God and man, or it may be an effort unilaterally on man's part that God will accept, but it cannot be by pure grace. That's the pride, the lying arrogance of fallen humanity. But if salvation be not of pure grace, it cannot exist, because we're dealing with a holy God. Grace or nothing. Yet how many stumble at that? I read of a Christian worker, I think it was around London, who went years ago to a very poor part of the city, to a woman he knew was in desperate straits, of urgent need. And he went with a gift of money to wipe out her debt, to give her a new start. He went to the door and he knocked once and there was no reply. He knocked a little louder and there was no reply. He stood hammering on the door until it was obvious. It was a waste of time. So he turned away. The next week he met her and he said, I'd been to your door and I was sorry I couldn't get in, for I wanted to deliver a gift to you that would help you through these terrible times. And she looked at him, she said, I was there. I heard the knock. But I was afraid to open, for I thought it was the rent collector. And I had nothing to pay, so I didn't open. C.H. Spurgeon used that incident as an illustration for one of his messages. And he said to sinners, it is Christ who knocks at the door. It's not a taskmaster, it's a savior. He comes with the good news of a debt paid, not with a demand for rent or payment of any kind. And yet, because it is the message of pure grace, of a work finished by another, of the merits of another making us right with God, because it's of pure grace, men thinking, I must do something and I can't do anything, they shut the door to the offer of grace. By grace are you saved through faith. All of grace. But it's not only by grace. This may seem to be a mere piling up of words or redundancy, but it's not. It is by gift. Notice the word freely. It means that he justifies us as a free gift. And that's why Paul goes on to speak of the gift of righteousness. He justifies us as a free gift. What does that mean? In John chapter 15, we read of the Jewish persecution of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he quotes the words of the psalmist, and he uses this very same Greek word that's used there in John 15, where he says, "They hated me without a cause." That's how it's translated. We would say, to give it its proper terminology, they hated me gratuitously. I had done nothing to deserve it, but they hated me anyway. Theirs was a gratuitous hatred. It was not rooted in anything that I had ever said or done. It was rooted within themselves. Now that is the word that is here used. He justified us gratuitously. Not because of anything that we have either said or done. Not because of anything rooted in us, but because of what is rooted in his own being. He justified us by grace, and then by gift. And I want you to notice this. This salvation has its means not only by grace and gift, but also by blood. Through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.